Every style has its flaws. The talented employee may join a company because of its charismatic leaders, its generous benefits, and its world-class training programs, but how long that employee stays and how productive he is while he is there is determined by his relationship with his immediate supervisor. Marcus Buckingham, first break all the rules. Management is problem-oriented, and leadership is opportunity-oriented. You cannot teach someone to have a vision, you either have it or do not, but all leaders have a vision. This vision would be the distinguishing difference between both roles. Leaders' characteristics are the same as entrepreneurship. They are working with significant uncertain elements and can be systematic in chaos toward the future vision. Their shortcoming is nitty-gritty details, whereas managers tend to thrive in operational excellence. Managers and leaders are vastly different since leaders are outward-facing, looking for new opportunities. Managers are inward-facing, acting as a catalyst to make talent into valued products and services as quickly as possible. Managers' flaws are that they are resistant to change as they optimize the current system. It is harder to let go of a process you nurtured. In hard times, the only way to survive is to get each employee to become as productive as possible. During these times, managers shine. The leader's job is to anticipate crises. Peter Drucker, managing the nonprofit organization. If you ever pit a manager against a leader, the leader will draw the manager's map to follow every day of the week. Managers come from the word manage and tend to manage people, money, and time. Leaders come from the word lead, which implies there are followers. That is why they lead into the future. Pundits touting today's fast-paced businesses, self-service attitude, and constant re-engineering make it seem like managers are no longer needed. Replacing managers appears to be conventional wisdom, but this is further from the truth than the pundits predict. The manager drives employee engagement and productivity. The best managers do the following four things well. Select talent, quite different from finding smart and skilled persons. Set expectations and goals. Motivate. Develop. The vital point to note is that every organization needs a blend of managers and leaders to preserve operational excellence yet stimulate progress. Jim Collins, author of Good to Great and Built to Last, refers to this as preserve the core and stimulate progress. Many thought leaders make it sound like one style is better than the other. What is important is to figure out the best ratio for your organization and find people whose personality matches the style needed. Leaders versus managers comparison table. Managers versus leaders. One, born out of political entitlement versus born out of a decision to lead. Two, goal is to manage the status quo versus goal is to influence change. Three, alert and manage problems versus prevent and reinvent problems. Four, has formal authority, primary power, versus has a moral authority, primary power. Five, overlook, support team members versus participate, lean in with team members. 6. Proficient in tactics and science of people management versus authentic generosity and natural in the art of caring. 7. Operates for glory and self-preservation versus operates for inspirational outcomes and thriving team members. 8. Committed to member productivity and metrics versus committed to shared vision and spreading ideas. 9. Risk adverse versus curious. 10. Corporate driven versus belief driven. No matter your style, if you are leaning toward a manager or a leader style, the most important thing you can do is accept who you are and go, develop your people, develop your company for operational efficiency. All leaders and managers have three C's: caring, competence, and character. Leadership ultimately translates to influence. When you are traveling on the competence pathway, you will experience the following transformations. Consumer, join a community, attend, listen. Participant, share your knowledge and experiences, share consistently. Contributor, knows the ins and outs of the community. You are building a profile. Active contributor, a diamond in the rough to making great solutions. Top contributor, doing and creating. Community influence, leader in specific topics, valued opinion. The most important thing you can do is get involved, contribute, and help others become their best selves. Level 5 leadership is a concept developed in Jim Collins's book Good to Great. Level 5 leaders display a potent mixture of personal humility and indomitable will. They're incredibly ambitious, but their ambition is first and foremost for the cause, for the organization and its purpose, not themselves. While Level 5 leaders can come in many personality packages, they are often self-effacing, quiet, reserved, and even shy. Every good to great transition in our research began with a Level 5 leader who motivated the enterprise more with inspired standards than inspiring personality. Stephen Chu Kwan is an author on designandexecute.com. I share my experiences because if it is remotely possible that there might be a commonality between our lives, it will make sense to share my thoughts with you. The methods I share are mostly not formally taught subjects but are life essentials. I have taken a stab to create some broad, predictable, digestible lessons that hopefully can help you find your path to your greatest happiness.